The Rockefeller family is turning its back on the industry that made it its vast fortune. As more than 120 heads of state gather in New York for a UN summit on climate change, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund is pledging to move $50 billion worth of investment in fossil fuels into clean energy. Barney Porter has more.
Valerie Rockefeller Wayne is the chair of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. She says the fund has been involved in climate change work for several decades, and a tipping point has now been reached.
I think what's happening now is the alternative energy and energy efficiency investments are there. The people who feel the sort of moral as well as the economic press to do this kind of investing, there's a critical mass of those people now. It's the time.
I think it's of enormous symbolic significance because the people who brought you the oil age are now telling you the oil age is over.
Tom Burke is a former advisor to the British government on climate change. He's told the BBC the announcement will reinforce the current pressure on governments to do more to address climate change.
It's right that Rockefeller are doing this, but it's also smart because what we're seeing now from all of the investment banks is a huge message that the cost of renewables is really going through the floor, that these really are the wave of the future. And so what Rockefeller are doing is shifting their money out of bad fossil fuels into good, clean tech. And that's smart as well as right.
That's also a view shared by Dr. Mike Rafferty, a research fellow at the Business School at Sydney University.
This is a significant move because what it's saying is these people are still looking to protect their capital, but they're saying that it's too risky to be in fossil fuels now.
Is it a tipping point for the industry?
Well, I think it's highly symbolic. It remains to be seen. I mean, of course, what we've seen in the last, say, 8 years is a move away from a concern about fossil fuels, and you know, we've seen that with the sort of failures of the various summits over climate change. But this, I think, suggests that we might be back into that sort of phase where climate change is going to be taken seriously again.
But what's happened to bring about this?
Look, I think, to be frank, I think what's happened is that governments have both used climate change, anti-climate change skeptics for populist appeal. So they've sort of hooked back up with the more conservative types. I think that in some ways the business community now is further ahead than many of the governments are about climate change, and I think this is a symbol of that.
How long, perhaps, before the politicians catch up?
With the collapse of the Rudd Initiative and, you know, the Great Moral Imperative, we still haven't found a level yet. We're still in free fall over climate change. But I think this is suggesting that both the UN and some of the big governments, and now we've got major investors who've got billions and billions of dollars at stake saying that this is a concern worth taking seriously.
The announcement also comes as around 120 countries are gathering at the United Nations headquarters in New York for a meeting on climate change. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had a simple message.
If we cannot swim together, we all will sink. And there is no plan B because we do not have planet B.
He's also said governments, investors and businesses are now clearly becoming aware of the vast opportunities of a low-carbon resilient future.
That is why we must increase political momentum towards a meaningful universal climate agreement in Paris in 2015.
Tom Burke agrees.
Outside of the, as it were, traditional energy industry, there's a major transition going on that the politicians have not yet twigged onto. Because, of course, if that transition occurs because it's being driven by smart economics, it lowers the risk of them doing stronger things on climate change. So it gives them more scope to actually address the problem at a political level.
That's Tom Burke, a former advisor to the British government on climate change, ending that report from Barney Porter.